All right, we had the big story in Muse in the news about the Allen Football Stadium. They've had to close it down. The Allen Eagles will play all of their games in Plano this year, and that $60 million stadium, 2 years old, and they're having to redo it. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is the general contractor in charge of building the Allen Stadium. We're going to talk to him about what went wrong. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name, sir.
Randy Cody. I've been on with you guys before.
Oh, yeah, we've had him
yes.
on before.
Yes. Good to talk to you again, Randy.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. You know me. I'm always up to my ass in alligators out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know you're busy.
Yeah, I'm the GC on this deal out here, and we so concerned about PR, we're fixing some of these problems I got with that stadium out there. I had a big disagreement with my co-owner. We own the construction firm, and my partner, Chance Austin, he says that we got to go in there, we got to fix all this stuff. I say, I'm not fixing anything over $10,000. You can go ahead and tell him. So that's what I'm doing. I'm having to, run around to get all this stuff done for the Allen ISD.
Well, I hear it's going to cost like $1 million to fix all this stuff.
Well, I told them right up front we was going to have concrete issues.
Yeah.
They didn't want to pay what it costs to get the job done right. Hand to God, I've had a concrete man who I've worked with for 17 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was the best man at his wife's wedding, matter of fact.
That is funny.
And he ain't never done a job that weren't top notch.
Uh-huh.
But he costs a little bit.
Yeah.
It's what I call a citizenship surcharge. And they didn't want to pay for him. I told him, you need this guy to get in there and do your concrete. They say, no, we ain't going to do it. And so I had some 100 men out there for about 2 weeks doing the concrete work, and there weren't a green card among them.
All right.
That's true.
I know, but you still got to supervise this work and make sure it's done correctly.
Supervise? Hell, you can't supervise it when you got nothing but undocumented Democrats out there working.
All right. All right.
I don't know what to do, so I just turn them loose with 900 sacks of 80-pound quickcrete, and I left with a clipboard of fake Social Security numbers and a ball of guilt in my gut.
Well, and I guess you turned out to be right. It didn't work.
What can you do? I mean, you got these rich districts.
Districts?
Up there in Allen and Plano, and what's that other old town up there, Melissa?
Yeah.
And, they have more dollars and cents. And that's the God's honest truth. And half my concrete crew had already been extradited back to Mexico to finish out their sentences in whatever prison they busted out of before they even set up.
Right. You can't just blame it all on that now. Come on.
Well, I just couldn't speak enough construction site Spanish to get them guys to understand. You got to let that stuff set up before you start tramping all over it, setting your microwave on it, and all that stuff.
This is Randy Cody. He's the general contractor, the Allen Stadium. They're having to redo it already. It looks like you got a lot of work ahead of you.
Oh, God, we got to tear down half the whole thing and finish out. We're going to have to go a little chinchy on the finish out on this time around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, that's the thing. They don't understand this stuff costs money.
Yeah.
You're going to replace things, it's going to cost money. And we got to get it down to the studs and get that concrete worked on and everything. And we're going to put in some helical piers in there.
Helical piers.
Yeah, it's mathematically designed not to fail.
We've heard that before.
But them people up in Allen, I swear, they don't know their buttholes from their donut holes. And they keep calling me up. They call me up there for little Mickey Mouse crap about 12 times a day. I ain't got time for that.
Well, you're the GC.
I'm out there in Roy City, and I have to drive all the way to Allen 12 times a day to advise them on sconces and pick out granite and explain why you can't just take out a load-bearing wall because your wife wants to put in a doll store, an American doll store, and football stadium.
What the heck are you talking about? They're not putting that stuff up there.
I'm driving F-250. Oil burner. That's just eating me up on gas.
That's a lot of diesel.
Yeah. I swear, this dang Obama, he's got the economy so bass-ackwards.
All right.
I can't get people to pay price per foot that I need to keep the business in the black. And you know what they say, don't you, in construction?
What's
you
that?
You want your business in the black, you got to hire in the brown.
Oh, God.
All right. Come on now, Mr. Cody.
Hey, don't take it up with me. You take it up with that Kenyan we got in the White House. Well. The Kenyan chief. I swear. You know, at least if he don't have sense, he could hire some people who do have sense. Instead, he's got John Kerry and that lesbo Hillary in there.
All right, okay, now. Come on. That's enough.
Joe Biden, I tell you, the difference between Obama and Jesus is at least Jesus could put a cabinet together. So we're going to be working on this thing for about another year and a half or so.
Wow, year and a half.
Come on up there. I'll give you a tour of it if you want.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that'd be pretty interesting.
But I ain't coming to pick you up, man. I tell you what, I'm getting 7 miles a gallon.
All right,
yeah, I think we got that.
You're burning a lot of gas. All right.
Hey, what's old Johnny Manziel going
to
do?
Hey, we don't have time to talk about that with you.
Okay, then.
All right, then.
See y'all later, man. See ya.
Whoa. That's weird.
He had a weird phone that off. Randy Cody did. All right, it's 8:46 here on The Ticket. He's one of the few guys in the world that can actually give Tiger a golf tip.